Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. You could be on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest, the mountains, the South, the swamps, the peaks, the valleys. You could be on the beach. You could be at work. Shout-outs to everybody at work getting that money. Shout-outs to all the truck drivers out there. My people working in the hospitals. My people holding it down. If you holding it down, you know what I mean. Shout-outs to the people keeping the community safe. Shout-outs to the chefs. Hey, shout out to all my people working the bar. I love the people working the bar. Those are my favorite people. I like everybody. I like our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. Here, listen. You can always check out the show. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. I get people who hit me up and they go, hey, JR, you know, here in my city, show starts at this time. Show gets going at this time. You can listen to the show whenever the hell you want. The free Odyssey app. If you want to listen to this show at, I don't know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon wherever you live, just turn on the Odyssey app. If you missed the show like from 3 days ago or last week, simple. Just turn on the Odyssey app. If you want to listen to the top 6 list and you missed it, Odyssey. Just get the app. It's simple. Thank you to everybody listening on your local affiliates. Shout out to all the radio stations. There's a million of them that carry this show all over the country and all the cities. What's up, Dallas, Houston, D.C., Seattle, Portland, San Diego, New York. I can go on and on. What's up to my people here on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Thank you to people on SiriusXM 158. That's how I listen. I just roll down the road. Don't got to change the station from state to state, city to city. And then if you're in a stationary place, you can ask a smart speaker to just play CBS Sports Radio. And so we've had a busy night, and we'll continue to have a busy one. I got 2 more hours to hang out here with you. Time flies when you're having fun. We talked about those choke artists out of Philadelphia, the 76ers. They certainly quit and choked, so we talked about them. I don't know how much longer Doc Rivers is going to have his job. Maybe not by tomorrow, or maybe he holds on to it until February. I have no idea. Monty Williams, already gone as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. We talked about Ja Morant. I think this man should be just suspended for an entire year. It seems that he's wasting his damn life, and he needs to understand that there are more important things than basketball. It's not his birthright to go play it, and maybe he should just go play in Europe somewhere. I don't know. Congratulations, Todd Bowles, Jalen Hurts, getting their degrees. Todd Bowles is 59 years old, didn't stop him or slow him down from finally completing his bachelor's degree from Mount St. Mary's in Maryland. And Jalen Hurts, who already got a bachelor's degree in 3 years while he was still at Alabama, he got his master's from the University of Oklahoma in human relations. And big up to everybody out there trying to make themselves better, not just for themselves, but for their families, whether you're going to school or finishing high school or college, or you out there getting a trade, just trying to earn that check, get that money, good on you. People taking advantage of what's in front of them to do better for themselves and others. And not necessary here for Todd Bowles or Jalen Hurts, but I think it shows what type of human beings they are to just have that type of motivation inside of themselves to move forward. They don't have to. As we continue on, there's more I want to get into. Matt Ryan is moving on to another job. Is he done in the NFL? We'll get into that. The Oakland Athletics, as the world turns, it seems like they get closer and closer to moving to Las Vegas. And speaking of moving, Victor Wembanyama, you know the guy, 7'5" basketball freak from France. The NBA draft lottery takes place on Tuesday evening. We're going to know who selects number one, and whoever goes number one is going to get Victor. Victor's not going to have to wait until the NBA draft. He knows exactly where the hell he's going. He'll find that out tomorrow. And then we're getting ready, not just the NBA draft lottery. You have the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. They get things going on Tuesday night as well. So we have a lot to do, a lot to continue on with here on the show. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tonight as well, the Dallas Stars, they move on to take on the Knights in the Western Conference Finals of the NHL Stanley Cup Playoffs. Stars beat the Kraken 2-1 in Game 7. We have a bunch of callers here. They've been waiting patiently. I'm going to get to your calls, and then I want to tell you about Mr. Matt Ryan. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Marcel, calling from St. Petersburg. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Marcel.
Hey, JR. I just got a hot take, man. So we hear a lot about Ja Morant and how he's getting in trouble and, you know, brandishing the guns and whatnot. But I think a lot of the blame should be placed on his father. He's got time to be at every home game, high-fiving with A-list celebrities in the front row. But how about taking some of that time to be an actual parent to your son who obviously needs help?
Yeah, I don't think that's a hot take. I think that goes to everybody who's around him, and that includes his father, who is most certainly enjoying the life that's in front of him, or he's a part of it. And so I don't think that's a hot take at all. Unfortunately, he's 23. You know, he ain't in his dad's under his roof. You know, he ain't getting a spanking or a punishment. And so he's also old enough to make his own choices and decisions. But it's you're absolutely correct. There are a bunch of people around him who are failing him. And unfortunately, I don't know the details, but I'd have to put his dad in that same category. I think he needs to take a step back. I think that includes his dad. Thank you, Marcel, for calling from St. Petersburg. Tony's calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? Some follow-up on that call. John Morant, man, he's just, whoever his people around him, they're just enabling him. And I'm with you, man. I think John Morant needs to be suspended for a whole year because he needs to understand that the NBA don't need him. He needs them. And until something happens to make him realize and wake up when he's just flushing his life and his opportunity down the toilet, man, ain't nothing going to change. And then on Monty Williams, yo, that really pissed me off, man, because they dealt him a bad hand, man. I mean, they got Kevin Durant, but they just gutted their bench. And yeah, they knew what hand they was giving him. They knew what situation they was putting him in. And if they was like, go ahead and get him no matter what the cost is, there's no way in heck they should have fired Monty Williams, man. That really pissed me off, man. I just want to hear what you got to say about it because I'm really ticked off about that.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tony, and thank you for calling from Massachusetts. We know he wasn't deserving of being fired. It's real clear. He didn't have a personal supporter big enough in the team, and that happened to be the owner. Maybe their relationship, just from inheriting Monty Williams as his head coach, maybe he wasn't feeling it. Maybe he knows, Ishbia, that he can bring on another head coach who he might feel is better, or that he feels management finds to be better. Look, James Jones is the dude who runs this franchise from a basketball operations perspective. He basically said he reluctantly had to let him go. It was a difficult decision to make. He didn't want to do this. And I'm sure Ishbia, whether he had the conversation directly or whether it was a roundabout convo, like, hey, do you want this guy here, Durant? Hey, you, Devin, do you want this guy here? And if the response was even so much as lukewarm or, hey, what do you think about our coaching? What can we improve on? Then the answer is simple. Let's be honest, though. What matters most to a team's success? Is it the coach or the talent that you have? And it's the talent. And, yeah, the Phoenix Suns got to round out more of their talent. You can swap in a coach. What's going to happen? Nick Nurse is going to coach the Suns now? And Nick Nurse wouldn't have won anything with this team and me and you coming off the bench to help Durant and Booker. We know that. It's sad. It really is. But that's the nature of the beast when you're a coach in the NBA. You know, we talked about Doc Rivers specifically, that he still has a job for now. Who knows, he'll have it. He was asked after the Sixers got smashed, hey, Doc, you plan on being back? And he's like, yeah, I'll be back, but this is a tough job. We don't survive too long. Listen to what Doc Rivers had to say.
Are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got 2 years left. So,
given the tenor of what's you've seen happen in the last two or three days where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, you know, and I get that.
Yeah, come on now. Nobody's safe. Go ahead, cue up Little Orphan Annie. Go ahead, play. It's a hard knock life. It ain't that hard knock. It's stressful. They get compensated lovely for it. $8 million, $9 million, $10 million to travel, coach basketball. Look, that's first world problems. That doesn't mean it comes without stress. It comes with plenty of it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Colorado and talk to Spencer. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Spencer?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
Doing well, you?
I'm okay, Spencer. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I guess to start with the Ja Morant topic, I think he's just working through that immaturity stage, I would say.
Oh, okay. I would say more.
He's going to be like the next Gilbert Arenas, it's looking like.
Okay, what else you got, please?
The other thing I wanted to talk about was the East Coast Finals.
Okay.
I think the Heat are getting disrespected.
Why?
For the way they played this playoff.
Okay. Okay. You think the Heat are going to win?
Yeah, I think they'll take it.
Okay. Thank you, Spencer. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Okay. No, you're welcome. Okay. Okay. Hey, guys, imagine if I did the entire radio show.
Was that Spencer or Joe Mazzulla or Tom Thibodeau?
If I just sounded like this the whole radio show. Thank you, Spencer. I appreciate you, man. Next time, bring a little bit more a little enthusiasm. Make it sound like you want to be here with us.
They can't all be winners.
Well, you call him a loser?
I didn't say that about Spencer. I just said not everybody can be, you know, Tony from Massachusetts or Adam from Toronto.
So if he wait. So if Spencer doesn't fall into the category of being a winner, then what would he be?
Or Ezra from Atlanta and Manny from Flushing.
No,
he would just fall in a guy that, you know,
If everybody can't be a winner, what's the alternative?
Need for improvement.
Oh, okay. There
right?
You go.
Like, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay.
Although he didn't win the award. It was actually Lauri Markkanen, I believe. So you could be Lauri Markkanen.
Okay. Hey, Spencer, I hope you got goals. Shep is on your side. I am too.
There you go.
Call back another day. I like Colorado. I was talking to my friend Mike about Colorado the other day. I need to go back.
Oh, and JR.
Yes.
Speaking of going back on something, I did mention four callers. Like, there are maybe like 100 callers you have that are outstanding. There's not enough time to name all of them. So I just want to be very clear on that.
You didn't want to. You were naming good callers. You didn't want to miss anybody.
Really good callers.
You're worried about offending someone by not naming them.
No. I want to be reflective and very objective and fair-minded when I make that assumption and assertion. Because the reality is, and I really do mean this. Like, I love the people that call into your show, and then I think they add so much value. It's why you take so many calls, and I don't take that lightly. Nor do you. I know that. So I just want to make sure that I'm very clear that there's not like four or five callers that I hold in high esteem over everybody else. That's just not the case.
People know. Oh, you ain't offended nobody.
Good.
And if you were offended, then kiss Shep's ass. I told you to do it.
And it's funny. I haven't heard from Tom from Chicago in a long time. We missed that guy.
We do?
I guess I do.
Yeah, no, I'm being a, that's just me. I'm just sitting here doing stuff.
Yeah.
Miss you, Tom. What's up, Tom? And the other, what's the driver? The guy from the other driver.
Oh, Daniel from Chicago.
Yeah, Daniel. I think Daniel tried to call the other day. I didn't have time to get him on.
Gotcha.
What's up, Daniel? How are you? Shout out. We can start. I mean, I got my driver in D.C., the Uber driver in D.C. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Shep, do you know how many Ubers I've gotten in? People are like, oh, man, people have driven me to the studio in Pick a City. And they're like, oh, crap, I know you. I'm about to listen to you right now. I'm like, yeah, you are. It's fun. Shout outs to the Uber drivers, the ones that keep you alive on your way to the destination. 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is calling from Miami. Tip the good ones. What's up, Ralph?
Good afternoon, JR. How are you doing today? Thank you for having me on your show. Well, I want to say today, to get started, I'm disappointed in the 76ers. To be honest with you, I don't know what to say. If Doc want to come back, he could come back, but they're going to have to put some pieces around him. But as far as John Morant, I could say right there, this is not a situation where people are going to say, oh, he's mentally ill. No. I live among a bunch of young kids before, and I see how ignorant they could be to the situation of life. It's like saying they don't understand what is life and what is basically playing around. Because the thing that he's doing, it's not about, you don't have a friend. That's not a friend for you. You should kick him out of the way, because if he's right there in the car with you, he know you got in trouble for putting a gun on an Instagram last time. Why would he do that again and put it back in your hand? That's not a friend. If you're hanging around those type of people for the rest of your life, of course, you're going to end up being in trouble. Every year, we're going to have a John Morant scene in the NBA, because he got in trouble for this. He got in trouble until everybody don't want him in the team anymore. He got to start looking at the situation. Life is life. And people need to understand there are consequences to every action that we take. No matter if you're stepping one step at a time, there's going to be a consequence that's going to happen in front of you anyway.
I hear that. I agree with you. Preach, Ralph. Thank you for calling from Miami. Speaking facts. All facts. William is here from Lincoln. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, William, you're live on the radio.
Hello. Hey. So I was just wondering, about the whole Doc Rivers thing. Like, do you think it's crazy that he's, blown, 13 leads in the playoffs? And also, is it Doc Rivers that needs to go, or is it Joel Embiid's low play style that's bogging down the offense? Because they played, crap in the fourth quarter.
That's tough. They wouldn't be here in this position if it were not for Joel Embiid. There is a consistent issue here with Embiid. It hasn't changed even throughout this series or this playoffs. It's his health. Joel Embiid doesn't even go all the way because he knows that he's liable or likely to just fall apart. Whether he's playing with a knee brace or not, whether it's 2 years out of the beginning of his career with busted feet, he has maxed out physically at what he can do. Unless he can get in even better shape. I don't know, lose weight, but he is who he is, and they wouldn't be here if it was not for him. He was deserving of the MVP award. Now, having said that, Doc Rivers doesn't have the most sterling talent to work with. I would pin this more on the talent this go-round than it is Doc Rivers. But if you can't even get the guys going, Doc Rivers was trying to implore them to play hard. But at the same time, these are grown-ass men. These are pros. They shouldn't need a battery put in their back to at least have some dignity to go out there and compete. James Harden looked disinterested. Joel Embiid, even to himself, looked disinterested. They ultimately quit. And, that comes down on the coach, whether anybody likes it or not. That's a part of the job. It's a part of accepting the job, taking the money, taking the check. And Doc Rivers, he certainly made a lot of money, dating back from his time with the Magic. We know about his time with the Celtics, picking up that title. The Clippers, they didn't have the success. The Sixers, man, he's made himself some coin, win, lose, or draw. It's a part of the gig. You get into coaching, you know what you're signing up for. You're going to get kicked when the team loses, and when the team wins, man, you don't get too much of the credit. It goes to the stars. That's the way that it goes. You lose, your fault. You win, players. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, I want to tell you about someone who I think the NFL is showing him the door. He is refusing to leave, even though he has a new job. I'll tell you about it on the other side. But right now, go to commercial. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. So many people coming, so many people going. You don't know the statuses of certain people. What happens to Doc Rivers? And Monty Williams has already been fired, and who the hell knows what the punishment is for Ja Morant. So much up in the air. Tuesday night, we'll figure out where Victor Wembanyama goes. Tomorrow might as well be the NBA draft for Wembanyama. Whoever goes number one, they're going to have a big old party. And then I hope they have a physical therapist on staff, a good one, because Victor Wembanyama, he might need one. This guy, like 7'5", moving around like he's, I don't know, Jason Tatum. Like, you're not supposed to do that at 7'5". Got more room to slip in your ankles. I don't know. Just, that's a big dude. Interesting to see how his body holds up. Anyway, somebody who has a little clearer of a path for the next stage of his life, I maybe he doesn't, is Matt Ryan, former quarterback here for the Atlanta Falcons. We know he had a disaster time with the Colts, Mr. Turnover. And, yeah, that was a big old disaster. Well, it was announced that Matt Ryan is going to be joining CBS as a football analyst. And so welcome to the CBS family, Matt Ryan. He's going to be on select NFL on CBS games, similar to what we saw in the postseason. And he's also going to participate on other shows, NFL Today, NFL Monday Quarterback. He's going to be on CBS Sports HQ. And so good on Matt Ryan. He's about to turn 38 on Wednesday, so happy early birthday to Matt Ryan. And amongst everything that has taken place in his career, from winning that MVP, going to multiple Pro Bowls, throwing a million yards, top 10 touchdowns, passing yards, all of this stuff. Matt Ryan put out a statement. I want to tell you what it says. It's truly an honor to join this exceptional team at CBS Sports. I've been blessed to have incredible teammates throughout my career, and I am fortunate that will continue here, working with and learning from the very best in the industry. And then on social media, he would say, this is not a retirement post. It's like, whoa, are you making that choice, Matt Ryan, or is that choice being made for you? Matt Ryan, I'm sorry. And I like Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has been good here in Atlanta. You see him out. He's good in the community. He stops and talks to people. He's very approachable. He's very warm. He's just a cool dude. And so I like the guy. I think there's times where he hasn't been appreciated so much because his name is not Mike Vick. But I think more so it's the lack of, well, he didn't win the Super Bowl. And then sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. And so Matt Ryan held on a little too long, and people probably got tired and didn't appreciate what he actually did, being a sustainable, winning caliber quarterback for the duration of his career here in Atlanta. And so he deserves more recognition, more appreciation. I wouldn't be mad if he went into the Hall of Fame, but when it comes to his career, man, what you gonna do? Just be a backup? You gonna wait for somebody to get broken and get a job? I mean, it was only after the season, Colts season was done, and Matt Ryan is standing in the locker room, and they pretty much, they being the media, asked him, like, man, what you gonna do next? You sticking around? And this is what Matt Ryan said.
I still love playing, you know, and I think, you know, obviously not committed to anything, you know, here, wherever. I got to see how, you know, it shakes out. And but I still love playing and still feel like, honestly, I still feel like, I'm sorry, there's a lot of good football, you know, in my body. So we'll see what happens.
There's a lot of good football left in his body. Does it involve turning the ball over? Come on. We've heard plenty of quarterbacks, and when I say old quarterbacks, dudes sitting around in their 40s, they still getting opportunities, right? Ben Roethlisberger, just about a month ago, a couple of months ago, Ben Roethlisberger said, the 49ers hit me up about returning. 49ers with quarterbacks were dropping like flies, ankles and elbows. Ben Roethlisberger said the 49ers hit him up. Philip Rivers has been running around with his 20 kids in Alabama or Texas or wherever he's at. Philip Rivers is like, yeah, I'm coaching my kids, but hey, if I get that call in December, I'm showing up. So Matt Ryan, I'm sorry, bro, you're going to have to get in line. We got a lot of old quarterbacks. And then we even heard about Andrew Luck last week. I think he get a call before anybody. He's about six years y'all junior. Good luck to Matt Ryan. He's a good dude. Going to be fun to listen to him on CBS. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Welcome to the family. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to get to more of your calls. And Matt Ryan isn't the only person moving around. Looks like the Oakland Athletics are getting closer to leaving Oakland, which I think is a damn shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? I enjoy listening to you when I'm on the road, driving back. You always make a lot of sense, and you're funny as hell. You really have a lot of substance to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
There's so many people just moving around. Matt Ryan goes to CBS as an analyst, tells everybody, I'm not retiring, no, I'm not. Not quitting yet. John Moran, I have no idea where the hell he's going. Not to play basketball, that much is sure, for sure. Victor Wembanyama will be moving to the United States of America Tuesday night. He's going to find out where he will play. NBA draft lottery is Tuesday night. We know the Los Angeles Lakers, they'll be in Denver Tuesday night. Monty Williams will no longer be in Phoenix. But then, damn it, we got even more news today that the Oakland Athletics look closer and closer to moving to Las Vegas. If you go to Vegas, if you've been to Vegas, if you've been on the Strip, you know, right near the airport, old Tropicana Hotel, right across the pretty much the street from that gigantic MGM Grand, And that looks like where the Oakland Athletics are going to be playing baseball in a few years. There was an announcement made on Monday for a 30,000-seat stadium on the site of the Tropicana Hotel, which is about 35 acres. They pretty much said, hey, we got an agreement here with Bally's and Gaming Leisure Properties to build a stadium on the site on the Strip. The whole thing would cost about $1.5 billion. The Oakland Athletics are looking for $400 million in public funds. You can thank all the tourists who will probably help pay for it. And they would look to move in a few years. They're trying to be in that joint by 2027. The Oakland Athletics, their lease goes all the way through 2024. In the interim, they could play at Las Vegas Ballpark, which is where their AAA affiliate is located. And so, unfortunately, it looks closer and closer that the Oakland Athletics are just going to be the hell up on out of Oakland. And it's sad. It really is to know that Oakland doesn't or will not have the Athletics, won't have the Raiders, the Golden State Warriors move to the other side of the bay. People go where the money is, folks, and it just stinks how Oakland has squeezed out, or I should say the ownership has kind of publicly spat in the face of the fans throughout the process. You could think however you want to about the economics and who's paying for it, but how it went down, to know that the owners in Major League Baseball were just like, yep, we got to get them the hell out of here, while still maintaining the fan base in Oakland, is just pathetic. It really is. 10,000 and fewer fans at every game, worst attendance, trading away every star, raising the prices. Man, they should let those folks in there for free just to curse them out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Positive. Hey, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Real quick, do you think popular culture, namely the entertainment field and video games, is the cause for Ja Morant's behavior? Everyone wants to be a Billy Badass. Everyone wants to be cool, and they think cool is with guns. Can we blame popular culture, video games, and various aspects of the internet? Yeah,
I think that can be part of it. Our greatest influences are things that we're exposed to, whether it happens to be in the four walls of your house or whether it happens to be outside of your home. Certainly, it could be friends. It could be family. It can be a game. It can be the internet. And so, wherever people are consuming content, people can be influenced in a variety of ways.
Nicely said. Everybody go for your dreams and always remember agents of inclusion. Love you, JR. Have a great night.
Thank you, Greg, for plugging my podcast, Agents of Inclusion. If you're not sick of me here, go listen to me, Agents of Inclusion, my show with Special Olympics and Odyssey. Sean is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good evening, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, in regards to Ja, and I think it was Juan Toscano-Anderson that actually tweeted this out, and he was like, you know, Ja's crew is low-key the police. Why are they always recording? And I totally agree, because if you got a group of middle-class or lower-class guys and you got that one friend out of the crew that makes it, the rest of the crew is supposed to do everything in their power to protect that person. And it seems like his crew is doing everything that they can to get him right out of his position of power, which, I mean, it's not all their fault. He is a grown man. He is accountable for all his actions, but he needs to really evaluate his circle and get new people in his circle. And in regards
to, birds of a feather flock together. And unfortunately, if you with a bunch of dumb birds, you a dumb one too.
Exactly. And in regards to the playoffs, I'm kind of going to echo what you said earlier. Like, I'm not the biggest Doc Rivers fan, but in this case, I don't think he deserves to be fired, because, like, we can't really blame him for Joel Embiid playing hurt, and we can't really blame him for James Harden doing what he always does in big moments in the playoffs. So I don't.
Yeah, he has his share of the blame. He being Doc Rivers, he has his share of the blame. But ultimately, the coach is only going to be able to work with who he has out there. And thank you, Sean, for calling from Atlanta. And what Doc Rivers had to work with, well, A, James Harden is quitter number one. That's it. I mean, he's a confusing fellow. There's times where he's out there playing with the Brooklyn Nets on one leg, and then there's another time where he's completely throwing his former Rocket teammates, who all happen to be young, under the bus. They're not good enough. He goes to Philadelphia and says, oh, this is where I wanted to be in the first place. Well, man, act like it. Like, have some consistency. Stop waking up on one side of the bed and then tossing and turning and being a pain in the ass on the other. Like, pick one, man. Doc Rivers don't have anything to do with that. But the coach got to he got to get the blame. That's why they have coaches. So someone can be held accountable, even if it's his fault or not. It's like being in school. Remember back in school, you always had that one kid in class. Didn't matter who it was or what the occasion was. Y'all are a class. You are a collective unit. It don't matter how many people were in your class, 15 to 30 to 40 students. You'd have that one kid who would act up, act out, and everybody got punished. Didn't matter. Can't stay in line, can't be quiet during the test. It was Bobby's fault. Bobby didn't know how to stop eating glue, and so now everybody got punished for it. And so, hey, Doc, somebody got to get the blame. And it's a team. But they basically hire these coaches as scapegoats. That's just what it is, unfortunately. Terry is calling from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Terry,
hey,
you're live.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. You are live on the radio, please.
I just want to know what the hell is going on, damn it. I listen to you all the time, man. You just cuss all the time. You just funny. But basically what I want to talk about is the Ja Morant thing, man. He just I'm not putting the blame on anybody, but I think it's his dad needs to be more of a dad instead of his homie. And the people that he's around, he needs to get rid of those people, and his parents should recognize that. That the people you're hanging out with, man, are not good for you. You know, he's got all his money, and he's potential to make more money. But I just fear he's going to be one of those players that you'd be like, what could have been? You know, what could have been with him?
For someone who is 23, getting ready to turn 24 years old, at what point is it on him to look in the mirror?
And I get that, but like the old country saying is, you can take them out of the country, but you can't take the country out of them. And I think that's what it is with him. He just can't let go of where he came from and the people he's around.
I think all things considered, I don't think his background is so much that. Whether you want to call it the country or whether you want to replace the word. He is someone who came from and what happens in between the doors of anybody's house, I don't know. He came from a two-parent family. He's had an opportunity to change his entire world around in basketball. It doesn't matter what his economic standing was prior to that. And how many people are making this many mistakes? Yeah, plenty of people make mistakes. How many folks can you count on your hands that have done or had this massive of a mistake? And guess what? Or this many. There's going to be somebody next. Line it up 5-6 years from now. Maybe we'll be able to compare him to somebody else. Or somebody will compare him to Ja Morant. But come on. There comes a point in time where as an adult, you have to recognize or be able to try your best to recognize what's wrong. Especially if you have a support system around you, being the league, the Players Association, he has an agent. He ain't just running around outside by himself, but he is, and that's a problem. And when he is, he's running around with the wrong folks. It's nuts. Kent, he's calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? Long time listener, man.
Appreciate you. What's up?
I can't understand what's going on with this Aaron Rodgers thing, man. I switched from one team, and here I picked the Jets last year of all the teams, and I switched, and they were looking good, and, you know, they had the issues and everything. But then turn around, here goes Mr. Aaron Rodgers. It's all about the money with him. But he's, like you said, like some of the other announcers, some of the other people you just said, one minute he's on one side of the bed, next minute he's on the other side of the bed. He just do not know what he wants.
He's a New York Jet now. What's the problem? We can't do. He's.
I can't stand him. Period.
You said you can't stand him?
Yes, I cannot stand Aaron Rodgers.
So you're not gonna watch him play on Friday, like Black Friday? You're not gonna watch him play? You got six primetime games. You're not gonna watch?
If I'm not driving truck. Okay. That's all I do is drive truck all the time.
Okay, well, then you can avoid him because I don't think you'll see him out on the road.
Mm.
Okay, Kent, you driving a truck right now? What you doing?
yeah, I'm on the way to Texas now.
Oh, okay. Where are you?
Mississippi.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay,
I just can't understand. Why would they pick him? Why would they pick him and all this other stuff that it bought the money in the draft and all that stuff?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And they have a chance to turn around, correct?
Well, they
what
didn't
they
have a chance. Zach Wilson stunk. Hey, what part of Mississippi are you in?
I don't know. I just passed one little town, a little Joe Schmo town.
Okay. Well, be safe out there, okay, Kent?
All right.
All right. Appreciate you. Hey, listen, if you in Mississippi right now and you are driving
off the road.
I don't care. You in the north, you could be down in Biloxi. If you are in Mississippi somewhere right now, please be safe and try to be very aware of your surroundings. Because Kent from Virginia is in your state. Be safe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, get some more of your calls. We're going to talk about the Lakers and the Nuggets. We'll get into Wembanyama. We got a lot to do. And drive safe, everybody, everywhere. CBS Sports Radio.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.